like to say regarding the system being that you have blonde hair and you were put in the, well, in a different class. Okay?
Mr. Rudolph, there's one thing I wanted to make up, right? If all the people, I mean, if you had blonde hair, blonde or brown, and some of the other people had blonde or brown, would you say that the blonde or the brown haired people would have the same rights over the black haired people if you had blonde or brown hair?
I mean, if I didn't have black hair like I do?
Yeah.
I have to go with the current thought, which is that the blonde-haired people would not have equal rights with the black-haired people. I would be an unfortunate in one of those cases.
Yeah?
Why don't you have equal opportunity? For the simple reason that you are different. You are different. You were born different.
Are the black-haired people allowed to wash around? Like say they drop a book and they say, pick it up and you have to do it?
You don't have to do it, but it would be in your best interest if you would do it. See what I mean? One does not know what's going to happen to you because you don't pick it up.
Yes, they might take it.
See? Yes?
I'm no different. Nobody in here is different than
anybody
else.
I beg your pardon. You are very different. You are extremely different. You do not have black hair. That makes you exceptionally different.
You say you're different, but
you're
still all people.
You are still all people, yes. But not all people are equal. Not all people are equal. What does it matter if you're different?
You're different than I am, but I still don't care if you're different. Because I'm me, and I
want to
be me, and I
want to
be you.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But in the whole scheme of things, in the whole society that we are in, I am very glad that I'm not you.
The black-haired people still aren't the same. He's not the same as him. They're still two different people.
Right. Right. But I would rather be one with black hair. Much rather be one with black hair. John?
You're told that people with black hair are better than people with black hair.
I never said better. What?
Well, in a way, you're giving them an impression.
I'm giving them what?
An impression that...
Yes, I most certainly am. I agree. I am giving a very, very much the impression that black people are better. But I will never come out and say it. What do you think I am? A racist?
Yes.
Yes.
That's for you to keep on talking about. Yes?
What if you had black hair and blue eyes, and if I had blonde hair and blue eyes? Which one would you still think the best?
I would never go and say the best. I would rather be the one with the black hair. The black hair is very, very, it's much, much better.
It's better to be.
It's better to be.
Why?
For the simple reason that through our history, and it's a minor history since it just happened a couple days ago, right? In this brief period of our own history as to deciding whether black hair is better, or the people, it's best to have black hair because of the fact that it is understood that the people with black hair have a better background. Okay? It's just their background. I'm not saying that they're smarter. I'm just saying they have a better background. Okay, now go on that way. Yes?
Hey, both of my friends with black hair, some of my grandparents, and some of my great-great-grandparents, they all have that idea.
Well, I think it's quite a I'm kind of sorry about what happened to you then.
I'm not.
I know you're not, but I would be, okay?
Why?
I would be.
Why?
Because I am of the impression that black-haired people have a better background.
No one said that with you.
Exactly.
What do you care?
You can't prove it.
Good. Yeah.
Well, say if your parents had black hair and you had blonde or brown, and you were doing this with the class, and you said the brown hair had all the privileges, and your parents walked in, and would you keep saying that brown hair had more privileges while they were there, and they had black hair, or would you just switch over to black hair?
No, I wouldn't be able to. It would be, it would just be a terrible thing. Remember now, let me bring up one more point about the idea what I said. I felt that black-haired people had a better background, okay? And they were a better quality, understand me, a better quality of person. I would look at a black-haired person, I would immediately know, I would immediately think that I know that they are a better person that I would like to associate with. Listen to all those words now, okay? Now, you give me some kind of feeling back. Yes?
George Washington has very good background. He didn't have black hair.
That could be one of yours, but I could name a thousand people with black hair also who have done wonders in the world. Einstein.
Einstein had brown hair.
It doesn't matter what he had when he died. We're talking about when you're born.
When you're born, you have no hair.
Yeah, that's why I'm coming in. You know what I mean. Yes. As far as I'm concerned, you are different.
No, we're not.
Very, very much different. Yes?
What makes a difference if we're different?
What makes a difference if we're different? If you're different, that's a very good statement. There is a very important fact. The fact is that the people with black hair are understood to be better. You have to prove yourself. The black people do not have to prove themselves. It is already understood. That's what makes a difference. Understand what I said? Okay. Mike? I mean,
are you calling Preston a liar? Like his statement was, quote, all men were created equal, underlying equal. Quote.
All men are created equal. They have equal hands, equal noses, equal eyes, but they do not have equal hair. They are equal inside, but I am not concerned with what they look like inside. I am concerned with what they look like outside. It matters tremendously. Why? Because it is known. It is a known fact.
No, that is what they look like.
John.
Closer
in similarity to us than people with shades that are lighter. Can I ask any questions to the audience? Janet? Yes? Which are superior to those who are born with other shades. Okay?
Yeah, but you were blonde hair.
If I was blonde haired, if I was born with blonde hair, I'd be unfortunate to begin with.
Yeah, but you're saying that right now, that if you were blonde hair, you'd be proud that you were blonde hair.
Being the way I am now, I could not possibly be happy with blonde hair. Yep. Next question.
See.
You are talking out of turn. You know the rules and regulations.
Yeah, but
what? You want to be expelled?
No,
sir. Yes. I can't hear you. What? Well, fortunately, President Nixon and Mao Zedong both have black hair.
If I was the only person in the world with black hair.
It would be hard for me to fit into any category, wouldn't it?
That's what you're doing to us.
No, you fit into a category. You fit into a category of inferior people. But there are plenty of black-haired people. And once again, I must remind you that your outburst is not allowed. You do not, I repeat, you do not have black hair, so don't act like one that does. Yes.
Well, I want to get this straight. You need to say that black hair is more superior?
Yes.
Is that that?
Yes. Very much so. Yes? not as good as something else that you could compare it with. Like, I can hold up this apple over here, and let's say I had a brown apple, which wasn't as good, and it wouldn't taste as good, it doesn't look as good. That would be inferior. It would not be as good as this. Okay? Oh, excuse me, there is a person with black hair who takes precedence over anybody else with other shades. Yes.
If you guys out there that don't have black hair, if you guys had black hair, I bet you guys would feel pretty good too, because you get certain rights and things.
But you're just fucked up.
But we like
quiet down.
Yes. Misfortune.
We like them.
Yes?
Well, you said that black hair people have all three. Why can't the blonde and brown have all three?
It is not their station in life. They are inferior to start with. Thank goodness they don't have those same privileges because they don't deserve them. How do you like those words? Those are worse than you.
Oh my God. Dang it. Okay.
Yes.
We can't help it if we were born with a different color of hair.
It's just pitiful. What can I say?
Well, I could come in here with a black wig on for the first time you've ever seen me, and
what
you would think that
I
had black hair on.
Again,
you
can only think.
You would think that I was.
You are not truly one of us. Yes? Oh, excuse me, please.
Yes. If you didn't know her, how do you know she?
I may be fooled and tricked at the time. However, eventually I would find out exactly what type of person you are. You are an impersonator.
I know.
I am truly of black hair origin. I am quite proud of it. You can be proud of the way you were born. However, we are superior. Let us not forget that.
Why?
Well, before, about a day ago, somebody asked me what would you do if all your parents had black hair and you had blonde, and you said that you think you were the best or special in the family, and then later you say...
No, I never said I would be special. I said I would be horrified.
But you said one time that you said you were better, and then you go on to say that you were...
No, another person said they thought that they were better. I said I would be happy to be horrified.
You said that if you had black hair and everyone else in your family didn't, you'd feel better.
If I was going with black hair and they were brown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I would feel better. Of course I would.
And then you say that you go and dye it and change colors of it.
No, that would be if I was born with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then you wouldn't truly be black.
What's
with? You wouldn't truly have black hair then if you went and dyed it.
No, I wouldn't, but it would be the only thing that I can do in order to save face. I do not want to have blonde hair at all.
Well, then we would know that you didn't have blonde hair.
We were born with blonde hair.
Do you feel that blonde hair is superior than the other? I would move out of the neighborhood. Everybody else in the neighborhood had blonde hair. I know, I would have to move out of the neighborhood. If you had blonde hair, too. Okay, now let me go and talk about one more other thing to go along with this, so you can have two things to talk about from now on. All right? Notice how I said that people with black hair, all right, are supposed to be superior. And if I would see one, I would automatically think that they are better, right? Another one with blonde hair. All right? Now, I'm talking about what now? I'm talking about physical traits, right? But the way the person thinks is also what? The way the person thinks is what other kind of trait? It's a cultural trait, okay? Now, wait a minute. I'm associating what then? What am I associating? How I think is what to start with.
his, your cultural
background? My own cultural background, okay? And I want to get this straight because I'm going to read you something soon, okay? Alright? So what I'm implying now is that the people with blonde hair have cultural traits which I disagree with. Okay? Alright? Now, let's say that I've had only good experiences with people with black hair. I've had bad experiences with some people with brown hair. That's why I may think that the brown-haired people are no good. Okay? And I begin to think that everybody with brown hair is the same as these kids, are the same as those people which I had a problem with. Therefore, I hate all people with brown hair. Okay, what I'm making is a generalized statement, all right? And that's where I come to my conclusion, that only black-haired people are better and superior than the others, okay? All right? Now, we're mixing physical traits with cultural traits, okay? Remember that. You understand me? Okay, I'll entertain a couple more minutes of questions. And you black-haired people, I want you to pay attention to the questions, you hear me? And Friday, you're going to be faced around, and you're going to be telling them how you felt and so forth. Yes?
You know that question you said about black-haired people has some different rights than blonde hair? Superior rights?
Yeah.
And you said that blonde and brown-haired people couldn't have? And who's going to stop us from having them?
Who's going to stop you from having those rights?
Yeah.
The majority at the moment. Thank goodness there are more black-haired people with power and authority than you with blonde-haired people. I am an executive force. In other words, I could use certain powers that I have to make sure that you do not do any kind of a rebellion against me. Next, I have a force here of people with black hair who will be ready to tell on any of you if you do anything wrong, to keep you in your proper place. Okay? Yes?
Well, if you said that we blind-haired, blind-haired people don't deserve those rights, what makes you think you deserve them?
Because I have the authority to make any kind of law and any kind of restriction that I so well please.
But it doesn't make any difference with our heritage, your people.
It does not. It makes a very, very big difference. I have the authority to do as I wish. And I choose to do that. Yes.
You keep saying black-haired people are superior.
It is an understood fact. It has been passed down from generation to generation. It has been passed down from generation to generation. It is more than opinion. It is established fact as far as I'm concerned. It is the same as 2 and 2 is 4. How do you know that that's true? I know that our counting system is all wrong. It is understood from generation to generation that that is the way it is. That's the exact same way that I have come to the conclusion, along with many others of my ancestors, that black-haired people are better. Okay. What?
How can we say they're more inferior and superior? How can we say they have a better background?
They do.
How? What makes
it? How do I know?
Yeah.
It's you established fact.
Well, you explain it to us.
Once again, let's remind you, one person has the floor, and she's one of your own kind, so I would think that you would treat her with some kind of respect. Or does that mean also that people who have shades other than black have no respect? Yes.
You have the right to do what you want in this class because you're the teacher.
Yes.
If you were one of us, you couldn't tell us, okay, the black-haired people have more rights in this class. The reason you can do that is because you're the teacher.
But not only that, if I was a teacher with blonde hair, we'd be using black-haired people in the same way as we're doing now, I would still... still have to be subservient to them. I would still be able to tell them what's right and what's wrong, but I would have to be more lenient towards them. In case they do anything wrong, I wouldn't scold them as much as I would scold a person with blonde hair. Because that's the way it is. That's how it's stationed in life. I said if I had blonde hair.
Even then.
That's the way you think. Alright, do you? Yes?
You just say that because you have black hair.
No, I'm saying it because this is the interpretation. This is how it is. Not what I think. This is how it is. This is the way it will always be unless something changes. And I don't know what it would be that would change. Okay, I'll put your hands down again. Oh, yeah, you have an answer. What? Tradition. Established law. Established ways many years ago. Put your hands down now. Let me read you something from this interesting book. We're talking about prejudice, are we not?
Yes.
What then will prejudice be? What would be the definition of prejudice?
Jealous.
No, I wouldn't say that. And besides, I didn't have your hands up. Yes?
One personal trait that seems to be better than the others is they have some arguments about it. They're better than the other things that they're better than. They have arguments about it.
Okay, good.
Not wanting to associate with somebody that's not your type or not.
Very good. And not your type would be cultural and physical, right? Very, very good. Anybody else? Okay, now fight back. Instead of having our discussion Friday, fight back. How do you people with different shades of black hair feel?
I feel awful.
I feel sick.
You feel upset? How many of you feel upset? How many of you feel upset? I mean, let's be honest. If this would be the way I would conduct class the entire rest of the year, how would you feel?
Fed up.
You would be upset. How many people would not be upset? You would go idly by with all the restrictions I would put on you. Oh, now the people with black hair are happy. All of them are. Very good. Okay, you're supposed to be. How many of you people with shades of blonde hair or shades other than black are upset? Or would be upset if it would go on to the whole year? Now raise your hand up. Okay, it would be a clear majority. All right? How do you feel?
I don't think you would really let it go on that night.
I said, don't put words in my mouth. I said words out of my own mouth. I said I would act this way for the entire year. You would feel all right if I would act this way for the entire year? I'm very, very surprised. How would you feel if I would let this go on for the whole year? You're upset even now, right? And it's only been a couple of days. So how would you feel if it would go on for much longer? What do you think you would do? You would even skip class. Very good. I wouldn't blame you. Very good. Yes? You would feel left out. Excellent. Yes?
I just go to the principal and
complain.
Yes.
Very good. Yes?
I just walk out of here. Just say bye and just get my book.
Very good. Yes? Come on, more.
Tear down the school.
Very good.